Hello?
Oh, hello? Hi, Elba.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. What can I do for you? I understand that you had a question regarding the account.
Okay, yes. They had told me, I was speaking to some lady named Lily. She had called
okay.
me once. And we were trying to get the domain, the name to my fiance's company. And we did she was going to take me step through step. And she had told me, we had to pay to get the domain first. And then she would help me get the name and everything.
Okay, so I can do the $99 charge for the domain, and then I can have customer support call you back to do the transfer.
Okay, yes, because she had told me she was going to help me, and we did we did the name.com deal. So,
okay.
We already did that whole deal, but my deal is getting it, getting the name. How does that work? What do I have to do? And
So with affordabledirtwork.com, that's the site that we built you. Okay. So now that the account has been canceled, if you want to keep that domain, we offer a one-time buyout of $99, and then we transfer that domain over to you, and you can build your own site on it. It doesn't include the content. Now, let's say you wanted the site and the content. We can do that for just the hosting fee of $29 monthly.
Now, well, she had told me the $99. It does, I guess, it does the whole nine yards. You know,
the $99 gives you that domain, but we don't put anything on it. It's just the domain. You have to take it somewhere else and build the site. Is that what you want to do?
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that's the option she told you. Okay.
Yeah,
so let me just.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to set up the invoice for that so that we can process it. But just go ahead. You had another question.
The thing is, like, she had told me she was going to help me because I did the whole, that name.com deal and everything. So I just, there's some things that I don't understand how to go step by step on it. So she said she was going to help me and finish the name.com deal and, try to, so I could get the name,
So I can have her call you back specifically once we do the payment for the transfer.
Okay, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, because she already started helping you with the name.com, so I'll send the message over to customer support, and I'll specifically put Lily, please call back, so that she will be the one helping you.
Okay,
and then Trey.
Trey? Okay, yes, that was... Mm-hmm. I just didn't remember her whole
name. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's a good compliment to her that you remember her, That's really good. I'll let her supervisor know. That's a really good thing. So for the $99, did you want to put that on like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover?
It's a debit card. Yes.
It's
a debit card, a Visa.
Okay. And go ahead with the number when you're ready.
Okay, it is 4861.
Okay.
1170.
Got it.
0029.
Uh-huh.
3433.
Okay, expiration?
It is 925.
And the code on the back?
It is 595.
Okay. Now, for this card, is it still the 1842 County Road 102 West for the billing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is it Seth's name on the card or is it your name?
It's mine. We're both. It's a joint account. So my name is also on the card.
Okay. So how does your name read?
Alba, A-L-B-A.
Mm-hmm.
Iris, I-R-I-S. Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z.
G-U-E-Z. Okay, got it. So let me do that $99 charge. Now, when I send the message over to customer support, typically they will call you within one business day. So we're in California. We're only open for another 30 minutes. So I'll try to get her to call you today, but more than likely it will be tomorrow. And then I think I might have put a digit off on your card because it's saying there's a problem with this one.
Okay.
So I'll read it back and you can tell me where I went wrong, okay?
Okay.
I have 4861 1170.
Yes.
0029.
Yes.
3433.
Yes.
Okay, because when I tried to process it, it said suspected fraud. So I don't know if the bank has like maybe because we're out of state or something, they're blocking it and you have to kind of authorize it first or something.
Okay, that's weird because, I mean, it's a new card because he just added me to the account.
Oh, he just added you?
Yeah, about a couple weeks ago.
So I don't know if there's another card you want to use, or do you want to maybe call the bank and I can call you back before we leave just to make sure that we can try it again?
If
or?
Not, I could get him on the phone with you on there. It's
not a glitch on my end. We use vendors like Chase Ameritech and different vendors to process, and the error is coming from that. It's saying suspected
from this
fraud.
Card?
Yep, unless, let me do this. Let me change it, and since you say you're a new user, I'll take your name off and I'll put his name because you said that
okay,
he has the
fine.
Same card, right? Okay,
yes.
So let me put his name on here, and I'll
it's
try it again.
It's the same card, the different number on the card. I don't know if that would make any difference.
Sometimes I think when I get this error, all it means is, you know, maybe the bank is sending him a text message right now saying like, hey, Local Splash is trying to, you know, run $99. Do you approve it? Yes or no? You know, so it might be something easy as that.
Not if you try it with his name. I don't know. Like I said, he just added me.
Well,
like 2 weeks
Alba,
ago.
Does it have the business name too or just your name or his name?
No, this one just has my name, and we're using the personal account because the one in the business, it's the money's not on there. So the business card does have, you know, Affordable Dirt Work and Land Clearing, and it has my name on there also.
But the $99 isn't available, so that's why you use this one, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll try it again with Seth's name on it. If that doesn't work... see, it's a suspected fraud again. So I don't think it's, I don't think it's a matter of the fact that like we have to get him on the phone to authorize it. I think it's something between, you guys and the bank. So, I can give you a couple of options. Number one, you could try to call them and see if they could, you know, allow us to process it, or you could maybe do the other card and then I will process it tomorrow or something to give you time to transfer money.
All right. Well, let me call him and everything. See, because the bank is closed already, so I would have to go tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true, because you guys are in Texas, right?
Let me call him and see what he wants to do. If not, what time do y'all close? I mean, in your
we're here until 6 o'clock your time, so about 30 more minutes. But let me give you my direct line because you guys called in through the call center and then they had to hunt me down. So, or if you like, I can text it to you just so that you can reach me directly.
Okay. If you could text it to me with your name. And
sure. Okay.
Okay.
So 903-431-9219, right? That's a good number to text.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. My name again is Tina, and I'm at extension 777.
Extension 777? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I was going to tell you, Alba, if for some reason you get it squared away and you call me and it's after 6, if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up again in the morning, okay?
Okay, I do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Of course, no problem. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.